Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today we wrap up a week's broadcast focused on being thankful for one another. And I've been looking at the early part of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, as Paul writes to the Corinthians with thankfulness, and then describes some of the reasons that he's thankful for them. As I've pointed out throughout the week, it's important, I believe, to realize that this has nothing to do with their perfection, with their living life in a way that is completely sin-free. In fact, the letters to the Corinthians are filled with Paul needing to correct beliefs, correct behavior, correct things in their lives that were not yet right. And so as we learn to be thankful for one another, it's not just those that we like. It's not just those that we agree with. It's not just those that live like we think they ought to live. Being thankful for one another does not mean that it's a blind acceptance of everything that we do or everything that they do. But it's a reflection of being able to see God at work. And that's kind of the core of what Paul addresses as he writes to the Corinthians with thankfulness. Thankfulness that God is at work in their lives. And a confidence that because God is at work, it will result in good fruit. In a good ending. And today, as we consider being thankful for others and being thankful for one another, we're going to look at being thankful for God's strength in others. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and he says, "He will keep you strong to the end so that you will be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ." There are probably a lot of times, or at least enough in our own life to recognize our need for God's strength. We get through a tough time of life. We struggle with relationship. We struggle with health. We struggle with work. We struggle with whatever it might be, and we call upon God and He rescues us. And if you're like me, that rescue doesn't always look like I wanted it to. But as it happens, I can look back and I can recognize that God's strength got me through a very difficult time. And how many times do we do that and we remember to be thankful for God's strength? I suspect for many of us, we're a lot like 9 of those 10 lepers that Jesus healed and sent off to show themselves to the priest as the law would have required. And the healing took place as they went, and only one of them came back to thank Jesus for God's strength at work in his life. I don't think it's that the others weren't thankful. I don't think that they weren't grateful. I just don't think they gave any thought to saying thank you. When we consider how difficult that is in our own life. I think it gives a hint as to why we struggle to give thanks for God's strength in others. Sometimes we just don't think about it. Sometimes they do things in a way that we don't realize it's God's strength that we're seeing. Sometimes it's jealousy, envy. But God's desire, as Paul wrote to the Corinthians, was that he was thankful for God's strength in them that was at work in order to present them blameless on the day of Jesus Christ, when he returns, when he calls his children home. You see, when we look at the people around us, they may not be what they ought to be any more than we are fully what we ought to be. But we ought to learn to be thankful for God's strength in them that is at work, that is accomplishing what he has set out to accomplish. And when we begin to be thankful for God's strength in the lives of others, I think it helps them to realize that, yes, he is at work in me. I think Satan fills us with doubts about God's love for us, about his ability to help us, about his desire to help us. And sometimes it seems that that's all we hear. You'll never make it. You can't overcome this. It's too difficult. But what would happen if we learned to be thankful for God's strength in others? And learn to express that thankfulness. Sometimes when you look at the issues that Paul addressed specifically with the Corinthians, it almost feels to me like he's talking out of both sides of his mouth. He praises them. He's thankful for them. He's going on and on about who they are in Christ. And then he turns around and seems to unload on them about their need to repent, about their need to change, about their need to address serious problems. But the more I live and the more that I read and study and spend time with God's Word, it becomes obvious that he's not really talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's simply presenting a complete picture. He's thankful for what the work that God can do, that God will do, that God is doing. And in the process, he's called as an apostle to help them to see the work that needs done. But it's presented in a manner of hope. If all he did was to come in and give the what we would might say is the negative parts of the letter, I think the Corinthian people would hear that, they would read that, they would walk away feeling hopeless, that it's too big. There's too many problems. It can't be done. But when he begins with thankfulness for what God is doing in their lives, it presents an opportunity and they helps them to see the means for change. They don't have to do it alone. In fact, they can't do it alone. But instead of just leaving it at you can't do it alone, he reminds them that they're not alone. That God's strength is at work in them to present them blameless. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm caught in the middle of something I shouldn't be doing, And I discover and am encouraged with the fact that the guy in charge is working in me to present me blameless. That's pretty encouraging. And as Paul prepares to address the Corinthian people, he reminds them that God's strength is present within them and God's strength is working in every one of them. And its desire, its accomplishment is to present them blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, on the day of His return. And what happens when we begin to be thankful for God's strength at work in the lives of others? When we let them know that we're thankful that God's work is active in their life, that God's strength is present, that they're not doing it alone. They don't have to do it alone. And in fact, they can't do it alone. Tomorrow's topic in the written prayer guide that I don't do the weekend broadcast on, but it's about being thankful for God's fellowship in others. And Paul continues this section of 1 Corinthians and he talks about the fellowship of we have with Christ, the fellowship of Christ in us. And it's out of this fellowship with Christ that we're able to have fellowship with one another. And when we grow in fellowship with one another, we grow in our expressiveness and our willingness to express thankfulness. Today, you will cross paths with a variety of people in one way or another. Some you may cross paths with in person. Others you may be on social media and read something they post. They may read something you post. You may message back and forth, whatever it might look like. You may call someone. But how will you be thankful for them? We've talked all week about things that God is doing in the lives of others that we ought to be thankful for. And I believe being thankful for God's strength in others is one of those key elements in learning to be thankful for those that we find it difficult to be thankful for. Imagine if every person that you met today understood that as God's child, if they've surrendered to the Lordship of Jesus, and as Paul introduced this, it really is directed towards those who are believers, those who have accepted the message of the gospel. It's not that God's strength isn't at work in the lives of others. It's doing a different work. It's through His Spirit to bring conviction. But in the lives of His children, His strength is at work to present us blameless. And whether it's people you see today or people that you gather with in worship on Sunday and you look around and you stop and think, am I really thankful for every one of these people? And do they know that I'm thankful for the work that God is doing in them? That I'm thankful for the strength of God at work in their life so that they, as well as me, that all of us can be presented blameless on the day of Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Because of your love, that you are at work in our life, your strength, the power that only you have is at work in our life in order to present us blameless. On the day of Jesus, on the day that he comes and returns. God, today, help us to not simply be thankful for your strength in our life and to express that gratitude to you on a regular basis, not just with our words, but by the way we live. But may we look around us and be thankful for your strength at work in the lives of others. Those that we look at and we see obvious results of your strength at work in their life, and those that we look at and we don't see how that strength is working at the moment, but when we know that they have trusted in the blood of Jesus to cleanse them from all unrighteousness, that we would be thankful that your strength is helping them to grow and to mature and to be presented blameless. And may our expressions of thankfulness for your work in their life help them to have greater confidence in what you're doing. And may that confidence in what you're doing lead all of us to a greater obedience to what you call us to do. Father, there are so many things that we read in your word that we understand from your spirit and those that share your word with us that we're convicted of. And for those times where we're convicted of something we ought to be doing and we decide it's too big, it's too hard, it's too much for us, may we have people around us to remind us of your strength at work in us. And may we be that person for others who helps them to respond in obedience to even those difficult things, knowing that we don't have to do it alone, and even when we can't do it alone, that we're not alone. May our expressions of thankfulness for your work in others help them to trust you. Help them to rely on your strength with an awareness that it never fails. Father, for those times that seem like the difficulty will never end, that the struggle will continue forever, may we be thankful for your strength at work that is able to present us as blameless when Jesus returns. And Father, as we live with a greater thankfulness for one another, may we do so in ways that lift up Jesus to everyone we meet, so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.